Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, let's talk about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is now the newest member of the Houston Rockets. Now, I want to be clear. I understand why Houston made this trade. I understand why Houston went out to go get Kevin Durant. But some of the commentary around this is a little bit puzzling. Now, I think Kevin Durant is an amazing basketball player. I really do. He is one of the greatest scorers that we have ever seen. He is a phenomenal basketball player. Now the conversation is, does this make them a title contender? Wait. Are people watching the NBA? It's a young man's game. Basketball is dominated right now from human beings between the ages of 24 and 28. Why do I think that adding a 37-year-old now makes you a title contending team? It can make you a good team. Sure, you can be good, you know, sell some seats, sell some jerseys. You know, we'll look back in a couple of years like, man, Kevin Durant played for the Rockets. No, he did. He played for the Rockets and he also played for the Phoenix Suns. I know. It's almost like we've just flashy thinged our memory since he left Brooklyn. But yeah, I mean, he's played for those teams too. I just push back on this notion that you can add a 37-year-old and that be the thing that you need to get over the hump. Because unless you guys can refresh my memory, unless you planned on adding Tom Brady, there isn't a over 35, 37-year-old human being that you can add that now gives you the ability to win a championship. That's usually not how sports work. Especially not a player who has torn his Achilles in, what, the last 3 years and is now playing for his third team in 5 years. That guy now makes you a championship contending team. Look at all the teams that had a chance this year in the Western Conference. Minnesota, how old's their best player? Anthony Edwards, he's 23 years old. Look at Oklahoma City. I mean, the Nuggets might be the example. Their best player is 29 years old in Nikola Jokic. Very different kind of game as well. Just I look at the NBA and I look at the Pacers that made a deep run. I look at the Knicks that made a deep run this year. You look at Boston, who has won a championship recently. You're telling me that you can win a championship and your best player is 37 years old? That's just usually not how the NBA works, especially right now when the stars are younger and younger than they've ever been before. That's why it was so important for the Lakers to go out and go get Luka Doncic. You can win a championship with Doncic as your best player. Now, he needs to get conditioning and be a better defensive player. There are certainly some flaws in his game, but we've already seen that Luka at his age can guide a team to a championship. So now having LeBron move over and be that number two, you got to make some other moves, but it definitely gives you a chance. I just think at this point we're overselling the impact for Kevin Durant just a little bit at his age. Now, it's a fun and exciting move. It's a nice storyline. You know, we love these trades in the NBA. You're added to a team that last year was a two seed in the Western Conference. They're trying to get over the hump. They didn't have enough scoring punch. Oh, wait, let's go get Kevin Durant. That'll fix our problems. I just don't think KD makes you a title contender in 2025, not at his age. I'm just not a believer.
So I kind of disagree with you, but I don't think it has anything to do with Kevin Durant. I don't think Durant is the thing that changes the Rockets. I think the Rockets are able to keep their core, and their core is good enough to win a title. If this was, you know, pick a team, not the Rockets, who are like, we're adding Kevin Durant, and he's the focal point of our team, and he's going to lead us to a title, kind of like the Suns just tried to do the last couple of years, then yeah, I'm with you. It's a young man's game. He's not going to be good enough to lead you to a title. But he's kind of the Chris Bosh now of that team. That team has Jabari Smith. That team has, I believe it's, was it Sengun? I don't know how to pronounce his name. I apologize. But you know what I'm talking about. They have Fred VanVleet, who Wichita State fans will remember is a really good basketball player. Kevin Durant's like the third guy. If you were to argue he's behind Amen Thompson and he's the fourth guy, I would hear that conversation. I think he just makes them stronger, but you're right. If they were saying, hey, we now have our number one focal point of the offense guy, he can't be that guy anymore. He played college basketball in 2006. He can't be that guy, but he can be a role player or an above average role player, but he's a managed minutes guy, not a he's going to lead us to a title guy.
Yeah, someone just sent in, C-Dot, didn't Jordan win all of his rings when he was in his 30s? The NBA was drastically different in 97 than it is in 2025. The players are younger. Because of the one-and-done rule and because of the amount of players that don't go to college or stay in college for long periods of time, they just start their journey a lot earlier than before. I mean, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, his first couple of years when you were usually figuring it out at Kentucky, now you're figuring it out with the Clippers. So now by the time you get to OKC, where this is the time that you would become an NBA player, and you've already got those 3-4 years of experience. So the league is just, it's younger than it has ever been before. Look at the All-NBA team. There are only 3 players over the age of 30 that made the All-NBA team. So the first team, second team, and third team. It's LeBron, Steph, James Harden. Like, there's just not many over 30 superstars left in the NBA. So if you're now planning on building your team around a guy who's over 30 years old, no. Like, we're at a very weird point in the NBA where, you remember D'Angelo Russell? Remember him when he was with the Lakers and Timberwolves, played a bunch of different teams. Man, we're at the point that you can be like a 7-year pro and you're 25 years old. Like, we're at that kind of stage. These guys just, they enter the NBA at such a younger age than ever before. Like, we're going to look up with Johnny Furphy. Was thinking about him, you know, play for KU. Think about him. Johnny Furphy's been in what college for now? He's been in the NBA for 2 years now. Been in the league for 2 years. Like, we're going to look up. Johnny Furphy's going to be 24 years old, and he has 6 years of experience in the NBA. That's just kind of where we are. I just don't think building your team around a 37. If your best player is 37 years old in the NBA in 2025, I just don't know if that's yielding a championship. I don't know if that's the way that you should be building your team and the way that you should be going.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.